This is the VOA Special English Health Report. No one wants a pilot to make a mistake. This is why flight crews are trained in teamwork and communication. Now, a study finds hospitals that train their operating room teams had a lower rate of surgical deaths than other hospitals.
So we'll need a patch in the room. Do we have a patch available?
This team has been trained to communicate about the operation and the patient before, during, and after the surgery.
Are there any concerns or any questions about it from the team? Anybody? No?
The study involved more than 100 American veterans' hospitals. Some had taken part in a program of medical team training. Researcher Julia Neely, a Veterans Administration nurse, says the training seeks to empower each team member, including technicians.
One of the key elements here was flattening the hierarchy in the operating room so that everybody, the scrub tech, the nurse, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, whomever it is in the operating room, could bring up any concerns they had about the patient.
And the more training, the better the chances that a patient would survive.
The group that had the training initially had a 50% greater reduction in their mortality rate, and that was greater reduction than the control group, the group that didn't have the training initially.
Study co-author James Bajan is a Veterans Administration doctor.
Better communications by briefings and debriefings that are guided by checklists to enhance teamwork.
Are there any difficulties or anything for anesthesia?
No.
The study is in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. At first, some team members questioned the value of the communication training. But another new study shows how a lack of communication can lead to mistakes, like operating on the wrong site or the wrong patient. Since 2004, hospitals and surgical offices in the United States have had a universal protocol. For example, they are supposed to mark the surgical site and perform a timeout immediately before the procedure. The study looked at records of a company that provides liability insurance to 6,000 doctors in Colorado. The doctors reported 25 cases involving the wrong patient between January of 2002 and June of 2008. 5 patients suffered serious harm. Surgeons and other doctors also reported 107 procedures involving the wrong site. More than one-third led to serious harm. One patient died. The researchers blamed most of the wrong site cases on errors in judgment or a lack of a timeout. But they say errors in communication were at least one cause of all the patient mix-ups involving the wrong patient. Dr. Philip Stahel at the Denver Health Medical Center led the study in the Archives of Surgery. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, available online at voaspecialenglish.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.